Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Jeff Logan owns and operates Logan Luxury Theaters in Mitchell. And if you're a fan of the movies, last night the stars turned out to say thank you. Jeff joins us for a recap of the 90th Oscars ceremony. Jeff Logan, welcome back to In the Moment. How are you?
Thank you. Doing well. Good to be here.
All right. It's always fun for me to really hear your viewpoint on maybe the difference between what won on Oscar night and what's popular in South Dakota. Let's start there.
Okay. Well, someone made the comment that it's been about half a dozen years since audience preferences, as measured by ticket sales, have coincided with the Oscar favorites. And this was another year where a couple of, for most South Dakota towns, some of the Oscar winners and the main contenders were little-known films that hadn't played yet. And I know our strategy at our theaters, in Mitchell, Huron, and Del Rapids, is we've waited on some of them so they would get the Oscar attention last night and people would see those clips and then maybe let them know about them and spark some interest in those films. So Shape of Water, I think the best picture is a prime example. It's, you know, it's a movie that's hard to describe.
right.
kind of a romance, but with Aquaman and set in the 60s. So it's combining Hidden Figures and Marvel and a romance. But it's so well done that it works, and it works obviously very well, that it actually won Best Picture. But, you know, how do you tell people about that movie? How do you sell it? So we've waited, and we'll be bringing it in now in the next few weeks.
I think you just have to say Guillermo del Toro.
And there we go. That's right. Great and filmmaker.
And then show up and buy a ticket and find out what that means. And
that's just, right. That's
you'll
right.
Find out.
And then look at some of his other movies, too. So.
Right, exactly. Wow. So that one will come in the future, you think, to your theaters?
Yes, it will be coming. And had it not won, I don't know if it would have.
Sure.
It is, a lot of people describe it as, and it's not really a science fiction movie, but it has an element of science fiction. I mean, kind of the, call him Aquaman character. He's not Aquaman, but, you know, kind of a half man, half man who can live underwater gills and all this. And the romance and so forth. They say the movie is kind of out there that, you know, it's not a South Dakota picture, was the kind of a common comment.
Right. I always just say it's a fable. With his films, they just all seem like contemporary fables to me. You're in
nicely
that world
done.
Of, yeah, that's Guillermo to me.
That's right. Well, we've got to open our mind a little bit to think outside the box and then wonderfully done movies.
So what does really well then in the films that were up for nominations? What's been popular that you were able to bring in before the Oscar buzz? Anything?
Oh, yeah, several of them. Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, all did very well. Lady Bird, we played, and it's a wonderful movie, and those who came loved it. I wish more people would have come to enjoy it. Terrific movie, the mother-daughter relationship, the teenage angst and rebellion, and wonderfully acted. Both the gals nominated, Sorce and Laurie Metcalf. Deserved it. You know, The Post. So we had run several of those movies. And then just going down the list here.
Right. How about something like Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, who won for Best Supporting Actor for Sam Rockwell and Best Actress for Frances McDormand?
And we're playing that right now in Mitchell.
Yeah.
And it's, again, those who come enjoy it. It's a little different movie. I mean, it's hard to describe. It's a dark comedy. I would compare it best to a Coen Brothers movie, if you that, which, of course, Frances McDormand played the sheriff in Fargo. But one for that role. And this is not a Coen Brothers movie, but it has that flavor of kind of a dark humor, drama, mix in a little violence with it, and very well written. And you just, afterwards, my wife and I sat there and said, wow, that was really good and really great performances. How do you describe it?
Exactly.
It combines all these elements so well, and Sam Rockwell deserved that award. But, you know, he had tough competition. There were really those actor-actress categories. It was a terrific year for performances. And
it really was, yeah. You saw some of those faces put up on the screen. You just wondered, how do people choose? You know, between, that's got to be such a hard thing to cast your vote.
Well, it does. And sometimes it gets a little bit of a popularity, or you figure, well, this person's real young. They've got years ahead. They can win for another performance. And, but you really couldn't outguess the Academy members this time around. Allison Janney is who won for I, Tonya, supporting actress. You know, well-respected, well-liked, just did a great job. I really kind of thought Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird would win. Octavia Spencer, I think, had a good chance. Mary J. Blige was very good in Mudbound. I did see that picture. We have not run it. Fantastic performances.
Have you run I, Tonya yet? How does that fit into...
We have not.
What people want to see, yeah.
And I've watched how it's performed in some other comparable cities to in South Dakota or neighboring states, Minnesota and so forth. And it's not done real well. And, you know, I guess my own reaction, fascinating story, interesting, but Tonya Harding is not a sympathetic or likable character who you necessarily want to watch a movie about.
Sure.
and I guess I'm playing jury on that one. But, you know, it's just, gee, I really don't like the woman, and I want to watch a movie about her.
But, there's been some controversy from the journalists who actually covered the Tonya Harding case when it was, you know, who have argued that maybe we shouldn't be watching a movie about Tonya Harding and sort of glamorizing, you know, who she is as a character. So there's some controversy surrounding the film as well, whether that's fair or unfair. I couldn't tell you. I have not seen
that movie. Well, true. And I don't know that the film glamorizes her, as it portrays the rough edges. I mean, it shows... It gives her screen time. It gives her attention. I don't know as I would argue that I don't know as it's glamorizing, I think.
Right. But here's, you know, an excellent point. One of my producers just said, you know, you take the Sam Rockwell character, and he's certainly not a hero to go watch a movie about and celebrate. We see sort of male anti-hero movies do well all the time. Does that play to I, Tonya, do you think, at all?
Boy, I hope not. You know, this is an age when we're reexamining our attitudes on the relationship of men and women and women's roles. I think if we'd have to think about it a bit, I think we could come up with other films where the woman was maybe not sympathetic, but we liked the movie and we went to it. The one thing about Sam Rockwell's character in Three Billboards is there is a real character arc there. And you do see him, try not to do a spoiler alert here, but you do see him grow and change. And so he becomes likable, which in the beginning of the movie, he is the most unlikable character there. But he truly grows. And that's the beauty, the brilliance of the writing of that movie.
Now, I talked about this last year, but I have a tradition where whatever film wins Best Original Screenplay is the one that if I haven't seen it, I will go out and see, because I'm just a geek for good writing. And this year, Jordan Peele won for Get Out, and I'm going to have to break my policy because I'm not sure I can do the horror movie without closing my eyes enough to actually enjoy the movie. So,
well, there's nothing wrong with closing your eyes.
I'm too scared. The trailer scares me of that movie.
Maybe that's how, why that's what you do when you see a horror movie. You close your eyes, I suppose.
Well, that's right, and you are in the safety the of fun. The theater. And but yes, Get Out.
Did course, that surprise screenplay. You? Yeah.
Not really. I think it's also a movie for the times. It examines the racial divide that we still have today, despite you know our best, sometimes worst efforts. So I think it's the right movie at the right time and well written. You know, Jordan Peele is of course first got known as a comedian, but he's a brilliant guy, and he wrote a compelling movie there.
Yeah. Did you notice as you watched the Oscar ceremonies themes of the night that sort of play into, you know, it's always a balancing act between politics and art and things that people want to say. How did you sort of view how the night unfolded?
You know, I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a really wonderful job of striking that balance between, yes, there are movements and expressions and the politics of it, and yet we don't want this to become a total political platform. I thought he did a good job of doing that. Obviously, there are themes. And I think some of the actresses rightfully are riding the crest of the wave of the movement of the Me Too and Time's Up. You know, the disparities in pay and obviously the harassment and exploitation by some of the Harvey Weinsteins and certain executives, employers in any field, in the whole world. You know, there's, and I think why it's resonating is there's a lot of women and men who can say Me Too. So I thought, you know, and I felt also they reviewed some of the other times that movies have tackled social issues. They did the one segment where they did that and over the years. And I thought that was well done. That, you know, at the time, maybe they were considered controversial or typically very liberal. But now we say, yes, that was the right thing. And I thought they struck a good balance.
Yeah. And what about this notion, and I'm sure it means something to you, too, as a theater owner, of really saying thank you in some goofy ways, but then also some direct ways to the audience and saying thank you for coming to the movies. Did that resonate with you at all as a theater owner?
Oh, very much resonated with me. And because it's by the support of the movies, of buying tickets, and buying tickets more so than even the other venues at the back of the train, you know, be it video on demand or pay-per-view or DVDs or downloads or Netflix or whatever it is, that obviously helps. But films don't, not as much money goes to the creators, and the films, their popularity isn't measured by those means, and none of those means can make a hit. So it's really the ticket sales that are, if people are going to go out, spend their time, spend their money, and make it a special evening out, be it alone or be it with their significant other, that's when you get the emotional attachment, and on the big screen with an audience, a movie is so much more powerful. And like you say, with Get Out, when everyone jumps or everyone laughs, and so it does resonate, and it does underscore the importance of movie going and theater going.
Well said. Jeff Logan owns and operates Logan Luxury Theaters in Mitchell. Thanks for being here again with us, Jeff. It's always a great time to have you on the show.
Oh, it's been fun. Thank you.